What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1084. In this episode, I'll discuss what phenotype of patients are most affected by delays in antibiotic therapy. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1084. And now, on to the episode. For patients with sepsis, the link between a delay in antibiotic therapy and increased risk of mortality is well established. However, it is possible that not all patients are affected the same way by delays in therapy. If a subgroup of patients could be identified that is most at risk for increased mortality from a delay in antibiotic therapy, that could help clinicians target efforts for more timely therapy. In critical care medicine, researchers recently published a retrospective analysis titled Identifying High-Risk Subphenotypes and Associated Harms from Delayed Antibiotic Orders and Delivery. Over 60,000 patients at two tertiary care medical centers and four community-based hospitals were analyzed. The authors identified a cluster of patients that were more likely to experience mortality after a delay in antibiotic therapy of more than 3 hours. These patients were more likely to be male, older, have heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and were less likely to have skin infection as the source of sepsis. In addition, these patients were more likely to have a high SOFA score on admission. A lactate level above 2 was determined to be the most important variable that identified patients at higher risk of mortality. This suggests that moving up a lactate measurement earlier in a patient's care could identify those patients that are most likely to be affected by a delay in antibiotics. Such a strategy might focus attention on at-risk patients and cut down on indiscriminate antibiotic use that is sometimes employed in an effort to give patients antibiotics faster. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.